Ms. John is reiterating that a person who gets vaccinated the day before a vaccinated event will not be allowed to attend. She said such a person will only be considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their second dose.
If you are listening to me and you have persons who would be attending fully vaccinated events, you need to be vaccinated 2 weeks prior to the event. So it's not that you are vaccinated the Friday and the activity is the Sunday and you are eligible to go. No, you need to be vaccinated 2 weeks prior, similar to passengers who are coming into the country, need to be vaccinated 2 weeks prior to their travel date. So I want persons to keep that 2 weeks prior date in mind, because we still have persons who may try to get vaccinated. As a matter of fact, if you're trying to get into any vaccinated event, your deadline to get vaccinated has passed. If you get vaccinated this week, today, your first shot, your second shot is most likely going to be due after Christmas. And that's when most of the events are taking place. And so you're not eligible to enter those events because you need to be vaccinated 2 weeks prior to the event.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally in Barbados, a Democratic Labour Party DLP political hopeful, psychologist Dawn Marie Armstrong, says she believes that the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the mental health problem in the country. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 411,883. Internationally, the World Health Organization is urging people to cancel some holiday plans as the Omicron variant spreads globally. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is to make 500 million rapid tests for COVID-19 available free amid new measures to tackle the surging Omicron variant. Omicron has become the dominant strain in the U.S., accounting for nearly three-quarters of all new cases. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.